Christ is in our midst. This gospel passage from St. Luke we heard today is probably one that's very familiar to us, about the 100 sheep and the one that goes off, and the shepherd abandoning the 99 in the wilderness. Note, Jesus says in the wilderness. They're not in the sheep pen. They're in the wilderness. And he goes out in search of the one and brings it back on his shoulders and rejoices, telling all of his neighbors and friends that the one sheep that was lost, he sacrificed everything for, even the 99, to go find this one. And the same with the woman with the 10 silver coins, who loses one in her house. In another one of the Gospels, it says she turns the house upside down, in essence, drags everything out to see every blessed corner of the room, and she finds it. And she calls out to her neighbors to rejoice that she has found the one coin, the one out of 10 that was missing. Jesus told these parables in response to the Pharisees and the scribes, who we heard at the beginning of the gospel murmured against Jesus. That word murmur should resonate with us, because it's what the Israelites in the desert did. God led them out of slavery in Egypt, and they murmured against him. And that gives us a clue about Jesus. If it says they're murmuring, who are they murmuring against? God himself, the one who delivered them from Egypt, through the desert and the wilderness, to Israel. It is this one who speaks to them now. And all because he welcomes the tax collectors and the sinners. He welcomes the outcasts, the lost, the Pharisees thought. They thought they were on the right path. At least many of them did. There were some who believed in Jesus, like Nicodemus, Joseph of Arimathea. But the ones who confronted him always, they thought they were righteous. And these people, tax collectors and sinners, they were on the outside, outcasts, cast apart from God. What business did Jesus have to speak with these people, to eat with them, to talk to them? And in this parable, Jesus is saying that everyone is precious to him because he fashioned us in his image. He, Christ, made us in his image. So the worst of the sinners is still beloved by him. And we must consider ourselves the worst of the sinners, that there is no other worse than I. As we say, among sinners of whom I am the first, taking these words from St. Paul, one who saw Christ in a vision and whose life was changed, and he still could say, I am the first of sinners. Because that's what it is to encounter God, to realize our sinfulness. And at that same moment, to realize the magnitude of God's love, that he sees all that and more and loves us to the end, to the point that he will abandon the 99 sheep in the wilderness and go off in search of us. You know, in the modern world, maybe in the world of Jesus' time, someone would think, well, that's what happens. You win some, you lose some. Some sheep go away. The wolf gets them. They get caught. They die. But that's not how God looks at it. He turns the wisdom of the world on its head, as St. Paul says often enough. Even in today's epistle concerning the apostles telling the Corinthians, he turns the wisdom of the world on its head and he goes off in search of the one The one who is missing, the one coin, the one lamb, the one sheep, in order to bring us to himself. And Jesus says, so there is great rejoicing before the angels of God over one sinner who repents rather than all the righteous. And if we look at that, what he says at the end, it seems like a puzzle. Because that sheep didn't find its way back to its shepherd. That coin didn't find its way back to that woman. For the shepherd is Christ. The woman is Christ. He's the one who brings us to repentance. He's the one who seeks us out. We have to let go of our resistance to him, of our love for the things of this world, for the pleasures of this world, for the way we want things. In a word, our self-will. Because he is seeking us out. It's he who will bring us to repentance, who will find us as the lost sheep, as the lost coin. We must let go of ourselves so that he can be all in us and find us, put us on his shoulders, and bring us with himself before the throne of his Father.